The forecast is calling for mostly cloudy skies with a high near 87. I'm Jeremy Smith reporting the news. The first-degree murder trial of Brody Merbarger has been delayed yet again. Merbarger was set for trial on September 19th for the slaying of 15-year-old Megan Nichols of Fairfield. Following a telephone conference on Wednesday in Wayne County Circuit Court, Merbarger's defense attorney requested a continuance until October 3rd. Without objection, the defense attorney's motion was granted. Judge Michael Molt vacated the original September 19th trial date and set a final pretrial hearing for September the 13th. A hearing on all pending motions will be held on September the 27th with a filing deadline of September the 20th. More news right after this break.
Your family's care team is close to home at Hamilton Memorial Family Clinics in McLeansboro and Carmine. From routine care, vaccines and DOT physicals, to disease management, x-ray, lab work and COVID testing. With 9 providers and 8 specialty care clinics, Hamilton Memorial has you covered. Plus, for those unexpected illnesses, our weekend walk-in clinics in Carmine and McLeansboro. Hamilton Memorial Hospital Family Clinics. Here for you now, like we've always been.
You can buy more of what you want when you save on what you need. Save on meal ingredients by shopping Little Giant Grocery Outlet in Carmine. Little Giant's team of buyers are constantly scanning wholesalers, looking for pantry favorites and meal ingredients at astonishing savings just so you can shop confidently, knowing that you can come in anytime and find great deals from fresh cuts of meat and grocery items to deli, fresh produce, and frozen goods. See just how much more your dollar buys at Little Giant Grocery, Carmine, Illinois.
And now the rest of the news. The boil water notice issued for Jasper earlier this week has been lifted. Water is safe for consumption. Fairfield Memorial Hospital recently welcomed 6 registered nurses from the Philippines through a program called United Methodist Healthcare Recruitment. This recruitment agency works to recruit and place many registered nurses, certified nursing assistants, physical therapists, occupational therapists, and medical technologists within hospitals across the USA. These 6 registered nurses have agreed to work with Fairfield Memorial Hospital for the next 3 years. They are very compassionate and eager to take care of our patients. Everything here is different for them, from equipment to working environment. However, being a nurse has the same expectation. They are eager to learn our policies and procedures quickly, however efficiently. The RNs have such a strong work ethic, desire to please our patients, and ability to work in high-stress situations. They are well-versed in many different areas of nursing with backgrounds in medical, surgical, operating room, emergency department, skilled care unit, intensive care unit, as well as utilization review. And they are used to functioning single-handedly without the wonderful collaborative care that we are able to provide here. They have very quickly became a part of our FMH family, and I am privileged to work alongside them, stated Don Merbarger, RN, EMTP, clinical nurse educator. The purpose of the UMHR is to help solve the existing and projected health care staff shortages across much of the USA. According to the CNO Perspective Report, nurses are the largest work group in the healthcare system, and, as we have seen over the past 2.5 years, their impact on the safety and well-being of communities, nations, and the world is immeasurable. We have faced and conquered many challenges thrown our way in healthcare, with COVID-19 being one of the most challenging. When I saw how weary staff was getting from working tirelessly and truly dedicating themselves to our community and patients, I knew we had to do something. The decision was easy with the UMHR program and implementing a plan to not only help our strained staff, but also provide our patients with unwavering care. We are so blessed to have this incredible and dedicated group of registered nurses to truly go beyond the call of duty, stated FMH CEO Catherine Bunting Williams. The 14th annual Wayne County Antique Tractor Drive will be held on Labor Day, Monday, September the 5th. All tractors that are model year 1992 or earlier are welcome to participate. The route will begin and end at Vaughn Equipment Incorporated, located at 908 South 1st Street in Fairfield. Planned tours during the drive include Junkyard Art by Tam I Am and Scarborough Trucking. Check-in will be at 8 a.m. with a planned departure time of 9. Pictures will be taken at the time of check-in. The driver meeting will begin promptly at 8:45. Recognition will be given for the most original unrestored tractor, oldest tractor, youngest driver, and the driver who traveled the furthest to be at the event. The oldest driver will be recognized with the Earl Smith Memorial Award. Registration is $30. Lunch is included with the registration fee. Drivers must be at least 16 years of age and have a valid driver's license in order to drive in the event. It's recommended that tractors be able to keep a 10-mile-per-hour pace during the drive. Other requirements include having an SMV sign and tow chain. All the details can be found at waynecfb.com/tractor-drive. Fairfield Officer Dane Horton graduated the Southwestern Illinois College Police Academy on August the 12th. Horton is a graduate of Wayne City High School and Frontier Community College. Horton assumed full patrol duties on August 27th of 2022. On August the 26th at 10:48 p.m., Fairfield Police conducted a traffic stop in the 300 block of Southwest 10th Street that resulted in Carolyn F. Hatcher, 37 of Sims, Illinois, being cited for driving while license suspended. She was released with a mandatory court date of September 29th. Illinois State Police District 19 Interim Commander Lieutenant Kerry Sutton has announced the results of a distracted driving enforcement patrol held in Wayne County during late August. This program provided extra patrol coverage for ISP officers to focus on saving lives and reducing serious crashes by enforcing distracted driving laws. 7 citations were written for use of a handheld phone or device, and 4 texting while driving citations were written, for a total of 11 distracted driving citations. In total, ISP wrote 18 citations and 9 written warnings. The extra enforcement patrols were made possible by federal traffic safety funds administered by the Illinois Department of Transportation. Interim Commander Lieutenant Sutton has also announced the results of an occupant restraint enforcement patrol held in Wabash and Edwards counties during late August. These OREPs provided extra patrol coverage for the ISP, so officers could focus on saving lives by making sure all vehicle occupants were buckled up. ISP wrote 25 total citations and 6 written warnings, including 18 safety belt citations. Heading into the final big weekend of the summer, the Illinois Department of Transportation and Illinois State Police remind everyone that alcohol and drug-impaired driving is not a game. To prevent this crime and any deadly repercussions, more than 200 law enforcement agencies across the state are stepping up to arrest impaired drivers as part of the Drive Sober or Get Pulled Over National Labor Day campaign. During the campaign, which runs through Labor Day, the ISP is joining local police and sheriff's departments to conduct high-visibility enforcement during peak periods for impaired driving, while reminding motorists that driving under the influence is a serious crime with real-life sobering consequences. The Drive Sober or Get Pulled Over and Click It or Ticket programs in Illinois are funded with federal highway safety dollars administered by IDOT. August proved to be slightly drier this year than last. Locally, we received 3.3 inches of rain for the month. The heaviest rainfall was on August the 3rd, when the station measured 1.35 inches for the day. The total rainfall total for the same time last year was 4.77 inches. The USDA has released its Illinois July Price Index. The ag production was down only 1/10 of a percentage point from June, but increased 26% from July 1 year ago. The crop production index was down 1.2% from last month, but up 16% from last year. Livestock production increased 2.2% from June and 38% from July last year. Producers received lower prices during July for soybeans, wheat, and corn, but higher prices for market eggs, hay, hogs, and cattle. Also in July, there was a decrease in monthly movement for milk and cattle, with an increase for wheat and hay. The annual DuQuoin State Fair is continuing. Today is Illinois Tourism Day, with bull riding at 7 o'clock, and comedian Jeff Foxworthy takes the stage at 7:30. Tomorrow is SIU College Day and Coal Heritage Day with horse pulling, livestock shows, and the Whippoorwill Rodeo at 4 o'clock. The Demo Derby starts at 6 with the USAC Silver Crown Car Racing at 8:15. The final day of the fair will be Monday. For grandstand tickets, go online to Ticketmaster or stay up to date on the DuQuoin State Fair by visiting their Facebook page. Illinois Secretary of State Jesse White has announced that all offices and facilities will be closed on Monday, September the 5th, in observance of Labor Day. As a reminder, Secretary White has extended all driver's license, ID cards, and learner's permits to expire on December 1st. This extension does not apply to commercial driver's licenses and CDL learner's permits. In addition, the U.S. Department of Homeland Security has extended the federal real ID deadline to May 3rd of 2023. Individuals can visit the Secretary of State's website at ilsos.gov for online services, including checking eligibility to renew their driver's license online, applying for a duplicate driver's license, renewing license plate stickers, or locating the nearest driver's service facility. The state announced this week that it and surrounding states have been granted a federal emergency waiver by the U.S. EPA that allows for high-volatility gasoline to be sold through September 15th. The governor's office said it will reduce fuel disruptions following an August 24th fire which broke out at a BP facility in Whiting, Indiana, which produces 43,000 barrels of oil per day. Indiana, Michigan, and Wisconsin also requested and were granted the waiver, which the Pritzker administration noted would boost the use of ethanol produced by Illinois corn farmers. After learning of the electrical fire at the BP facility in Whiting, our administration has taken proactive steps to increase gas supply and reduce barriers so all Illinoisans have access to the fuel they need, Pritzker said in a news release. This coordinated effort with our neighboring states will reduce the chance of disruptions and keep the people and businesses of Illinois moving. The river stages as of this morning. The Little Wabash east of Fairfield stands at 6.62 feet below the 17-foot flood stage. Meanwhile, Skillet Fork at Wayne City has a reading of 5.14 feet. Its flood stage is 15 foot. The Little Wabash below Clay City is at 5.64 feet below its 18-foot flood stage. And elsewhere in the region, Bumpa Creek at Browns reads 2.35 feet. The Little Wabash at Main Street in Carmi, 7.01 feet. And the Wabash River at Mount Carmel currently sits at 4.65 feet. Today's crude oil price is $79.61, down $2.94 from yesterday. The October crude oil price is $87.75, up 21 cents from yesterday morning. That's a look at news. Area deaths are next.
Graber Post is your place for post frame projects. Whether you do it yourself or you do it for a living as a contractor, Graber Post is your place. Get the entire package for your project delivered to your site or have their experienced crews do the work for you. It's GraberPost.com to learn about or design your unique project. And if you want one of their quality crews to do the job, get quotes there too. Residential, commercial, or agricultural products, it's all at GraberPost.com.
You don't have to live with pain in your bones or joints. The Wabash General Hospital Better Bones Clinic can help, serving folks over 65 and those with fractures. The Wabash General Hospital team provides a wealth of resources, and after thorough analysis, your team will have a treatment plan designed especially for you, from physical therapy to nutrition guidance. You don't have to live with bone or joint pain. Call the Better Bone Clinic at Wabash General Hospital today, 618-262-8621. Learn more at WabashGeneral.com.
Currently in Fairfield, it's 72 degrees. It's time now for the stock market report, brought to you by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones representative, located at 101 East Delaware Street in Fairfield. The Dow is at 31,939, up 283.5. The NASDAQ is at 11,881, up 93.8. The current price of crude oil is $79.61 per barrel, unchanged since this morning. I'm Jeremy Smith for WFIW News. Local and area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. Devorah Odian Nelson Boyer, 78, of Eatonton, Georgia, formerly of McLeansboro, died on August the 28th. Graveside services will be held at 1 p.m. tomorrow, Saturday, September the 3rd, at the IOOF Cemetery in McLeansboro. Those attending the service are asked to meet directly at the cemetery. Robert Eugene Bob Elliott died on August the 12th of 2021. Bob was cremated, and a visitation honoring him will be held at Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield tomorrow, Saturday, September the 3rd, from 1 until 2 p.m. His ashes will be interred at Maple Hill Cemetery. Janice Jean Elliott, 91, of Atlanta, Georgia, formerly of Fairfield, died on January the 17th. Jan was cremated, and a visitation honoring her will be held at the Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield from 1 until 2 p.m. tomorrow, Saturday, September the 3rd. Her ashes will be interred in Maple Hill Cemetery. Sarah L. Fox, 80, of Indianapolis, Indiana, formerly of Enfield, died on August the 23rd. Graveside services will be held at 2 p.m. tomorrow, Saturday, September the 3rd, at Enfield Cemetery. Hattie Kerr, 86, of Fairfield, died on Wednesday, August the 31st. Funeral services will be held at 1 p.m. on Tuesday, September the 6th, at Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home, with burial to follow in Maple Hill Cemetery. Visitation will be from 11 a.m. until time of the service at the funeral home. Sharon Sue Davidson, 79, of Effingham, Illinois, formerly of Flora, died on Sunday, August the 28th. Per her wishes, there will be no services held. Monty E. Tucker, 84, of Fairfield, died on Thursday, August the 11th. Per Monty's request, her body has been cremated with no formal services or burial at this time. And as a reminder, we update our obituaries, including a full list of survivors, on our website at WFIWradio.com. Again, today's WFIW WOKZ local area weather forecast is calling for mostly cloudy skies with a high near 87. I'm Jeremy Smith reporting the news. What's Going On is brought to you by Wainwright County's Electric Cooperative in Fairfield. To remind you that geothermal is the most energy efficient way to heat and cool your home. If you're a Wainwright Electric customer and you install geothermal in your home, you could receive a $1,500 incentive rebate check from Wainwright. Learn more about this rebate at wainwrightcoop.com. Here's what's going on. Mount Airy's Farmers Market will take place each Tuesday from June through September. The Farmers Market will be open Tuesdays from 8 a.m. until noon at the Mount Airy Ruritan Pavilion. They'll have honey, produce, crafts, fresh eggs, and more. Entry is free. For more information, call 919-2575 or 217-508-0242.
Straight Talk Wireless knows there are plenty of reasons you might need a new phone. But switching to a better wireless provider doesn't have to be one of them. Keep your own phone and save when you switch to any Straight Talk Wireless plan, like our $45 Silver Unlimited plan with unlimited high-speed data and 5 gigs of hotspot, plus nationwide 5G and America's best networks. Keep your own phone. Switch to a better wireless plan. Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. Requires a compatible unlocked phone and QIOP kit. 5G capable device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. See latest terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
Time now for a Friday check of sports. The St. Louis Cardinals are back home to host the Chicago Cubs in a weekend series at Busch. The Cardinals enter the contest as the top team in the NL Central. They lead the Brewers by 6 games with a 76-55 record. Jordan Montgomery starts for St. Louis tonight. The first pitch is set for 7:15. The FBI is questioning former NFL star Brett Favre's connection to Mississippi's massive welfare scandal. According to reports, the state of Mississippi paid Favre over $1 million in 2017 and 2018 for motivational speeches he never gave and used federal welfare funds to do so. Favre recently underwent questioning from federal authorities, and the state is demanding the money back. The Hall of Fame quarterback isn't being charged with a crime and says he had no idea the money was from the state's welfare funds. A Florida school district says it's the first in the nation to build its health and physical education curriculum around Tom Brady's fitness and wellness concepts. Ben Weider of the Pinellas Education Foundation says he reached out after hearing about Brady's desire to share his fitness philosophy. One of the stars of the New Orleans Saints is in legal trouble. Marcus May, who is a starting safety, was arrested on suspicion of aggravated assault with a firearm. In a statement, his attorney denied the allegations. Details on what happened are limited. Bond has been set at $30,000. May had just signed a 3-year deal worth just under $30 million. ESPN is bringing back its Emmy-winning program Monday night with Peyton and Eli. They'll kick off the season during Week 1 when the Denver Broncos visit the Seattle Seahawks with their first broadcast. Eli and Peyton will host Monday Night Football 10 different times, including Super Wild Card Weekend. The brothers share commentary as they watch the game and bring on special guest celebrities. Monday Night Football with Peyton and Eli returns for its second season on September the 12th. Serena and Venus Williams were one and done in the women's double brackets at the U.S. Open. On Thursday, the sisters fell in straight sets to a pair from the Czech Republic. It was the first time they teamed up for doubles at the U.S. Open since 2014. Serena is set to resume her farewell tour today in the third round of the singles bracket. The top tennis players in the world are squaring off at the U.S. Open. On the men's side, Rafael Nadal and 19-year-old Carlos Alcaraz each collected wins to advance to the third round. Americans Francis Tiafoe, Jensen Brooksby, and Brandon Nakashima also moved on with victories. On the women's side, top-seeded Iga Swiatek ousted Sloane Stephens in straight sets, and Paula Badosa was upset by Petra Marti. Jessica Pegula and Danielle Collins cruised to straight set wins. Serena is back in action today as she faces Ayla Tomljanovic in the third round. And the NASCAR playoffs begin at Darlington on Sunday. The Cookout Southern 500 will take place from Darlington Raceway, with 16 drivers beginning the trek to the championship in Phoenix at the end of the season. Austin Dillon made the playoffs in his final opportunity after winning the Coke Zero Sugar 400 at Daytona last week. Taking a look at last night's scores, in junior high baseball it was Jasper over New Hope 12-2, South Central beat Sisney 8-6. In junior high softball, Sisney defeated Summersville 14-11. In high school volleyball action, Fairfield defeated Wayne City in two sets with scores of 25-14 and 25-22. Between Edwards County and Flora, the freshmen defeated Flora in two sets with scores of 25-18 and 25-11. JV, ECHS won in two sets with scores of 25-12 and 25-20. In varsity play, Edwards County defeated Flora in two sets with scores of 25-18 and 25-16. Edwards County moves on to face Richland County tomorrow in tournament play. In the matchup between Sisney and Sandoval, in junior varsity action, Sisney defeated Sandoval in two sets with scores of 25-22 and 25-22. In varsity action, Sisney won in three with scores of 12-25, 25-22, and 25-18. In Major League Baseball action, it was the Mariners shutting out the Tigers 7-0. The White Sox beat the Royals 7-1. The Orioles shut out the Guardians 3-0. The Red Sox beat the Rangers 9-8. It was the Mets over the Dodgers 5-3. The Rockies fell to the Braves 3-0. It was the Diamondbacks over the Brewers 5-0. And in interleague play, the Nationals defeated the Athletics in 10 innings with a final score of 7-5. In college football action, number 11 Oklahoma State beat Central Michigan 58-44. It was the number 16 Panthers over the Mountaineers, 38-31, and Wake Forest defeated VMI, 44-10. Taking a look at today's schedule in high school golf, FCHS is at Richland, That match will take place at 1 p.m. at East Fork Golf Course. In high school football action, Fairfield takes on Cesar Valera Waltonville. You can catch that game live on 104.9 FM, WFIW, WFIWradio.com, and Network One Sports. Game time starts at 7 p.m. Pre-game will begin at 6:50. Also in high school football action tonight, Edwards County will take on Flora. That game will be broadcast live on our sister station, 105.9 FM, WOKZ, as well as Network One Sports. Game time is at 7. Pre-game is 6:50. And in college football action, Illinois will take on Indiana. That game is live on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM with tip-off set for 6 p.m. Also in college football, Michigan State takes on Western Michigan. In Major League Baseball action tonight, the Cubs will take on the Cardinals. The A's play the Orioles as the Royals versus the Tigers. The Yankees face the Rays. The Guardians go against the Mariners. The Rangers are at Boston. The Twins take on Chicago. It's the Astros facing the Angels, the Reds playing the Rockies, the Nationals taking on the Mets, the Marlins versus the Braves, the Brewers playing the Diamondbacks, the Padres taking on the Dodgers, and the Phillies facing San Francisco. In interleague play, the Blue Jays will take on the Pittsburgh Pirates. And on Saturday, in high school cross-country action, Fairfield takes on Charleston at 9 a.m. at the Charleston Invite. Fairfield tennis takes place against Robinson at the Robinson Tournament at 9 a.m. And in high school volleyball action on Saturday, Fairfield takes on Richland County at 9 a.m. at the Richland Tournament. ECHS is also at the Richland Tournament. That's a Friday check of sports. Here's your Classic Hits WFIW 104.9 forecast. Today's calling for mostly cloudy skies with a high near 87. Overnight tonight, mostly cloudy with a low near 65. Rain begins on Saturday and runs through the first part of the week. Saturday, we're looking at a high near 89 with a low near 66. Sunday, high of 86 with a low near 64. Labor Day's high will be 86 with a low near 66. And Tuesday shows a high of 86 with lows near 65.